It's not both. Learn your machine.
Don't touch anything.
It's the greatest find yet. Nothing compares to it.
But it's definitely something you should hear.
This is The Real Deal with Larry Lawton.
Welcome to The Real Deal with me, Larry Lawton. We're going to have a fun show today, a little bit different. We're going to be talking about a couple of celebrities in the news, a couple of female celebrities in the news, and I've been reading a lot about them, so I started doing my research, and you guys know me. I fall down in that deep hole, Nick. You know that. I do that all the time.
I was like, come on. It's just Taylor Swift.
Before I get started, please check us out on all our platforms. Please go to my Discord. Go to my page. Go check out my book, Gangster Redemption. Check out our cigars. Of course, they're doing well. We got Christmas coming up. Get a box for somebody who loves cigars. Also, thank my sponsors, Oliva. Oliva is really a great partner of mine. They really are. I love them. I get along with everybody in that place. We got a lot of stuff coming. Lighters, things going crazy. Having fun with that. And our new sponsor right now is mybookie.ag. That's mybookie.ag. Use promo code Lawton and get a 50% match, meaning you could put up $50 and get $75 to play with. Can't beat that. That's free money. It also helps us out as well. But check that out. Please do that. And let's jump into this show, Nick, because listen, I'm going to have fun with this shit because you know how I am. What happened, and this all started, everybody. We were watching the Kansas City Chiefs game the other day, and we saw, of course, Taylor Swift
in the box. They are using her to get those ticket sales up. They're like, if we have her, we know all the boyfriends can sit back on Sunday and actually watch the games and pay for the games. We just got to have somebody.
Well, I even think the girls watch now because obviously
Yeah, you can watch football. I want to see a short little glimpse of Taylor at the game.
And it's such a short swim. Now, first of all, listen, I'm a big fan of her per se, meaning she's a workaholic. She really deserves everything she gets. She is mega huge when we did some research on her. And Nick and I have done research on her multiple times with her YouTube channel and all the numbers she pulls.
She's just got hits.
It's unreal. Billions and billions of views this girl's got. And forget just YouTube, what she's worth. One latest article had it 750 million. She'll probably be a billionaire, is what they're saying. Obviously, we're going to be talking about her and her relationship with Kelsey, which is Travis that? Kelsey, is the football player for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's a tight end, had a great game last
time.
Didn't
she make his career?
She only knows him for four games. You know, they're on a winning streak since she's been around.
No way.
I swear, four game winning streak. It's funny as heck. But listen, I'm going to get into her because I started reading. Oh, my God.
A winning streak?
You know that girl is some... We're going to talk about her, Taylor Swift, and that relationship, and all about Taylor Swift. And I hope you like this. We're also going to talk about the Kardashians because I started reading about one, you know, they make the news when...
Screw our retention right there.
Well, listen, you're going to learn a lot. Yeah. I can tell you that.
Stay tuned, guys.
Stay tuned because you will. First of all, they're not bad looking. Man,
and I got two special
women,
two special other people we want to talk
about. Oh, Nick is going to talk about a couple, but Nick didn't tell me. He didn't even throw it out up to us. We had some great shows last time. You know, of course, we had Rude Jude, the show. We had a presidential candidate before that. Today, I wanted to make it nice and light and easy and fun to talk about these ladies. First of all, I have to say this, and this is not in a bad way in any way. They are gorgeous, all of them. Listen, Taylor Swift, 33 years old, is my kind of woman. Meaning, why can't she like a guy like me? She likes a guy like a football player who's, Travis Kelce. First of all, Travis Kelce, 34
years old. I think she tried
old.
The bad boys.
He's a good-looking guy, too. Don't get me wrong. He's good looking. He's a big. He's a great. He's a great ball player. Great. He's a tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, whenever you see Taylor Swift at the game, here's the funny. She's in this beautiful private box. Now, I get who she is. I wonder whose box it is. I think it's the owner's box.
It was the first time. I know that. So if it's the same box.
But you're seeing the family in the box. You're seeing Travis. Now, guess who her good friend is now?
The mom.
No. Mahomes, who's the quarterback. You know, he's great.
Oh, he's on that team?
He's the
His
one of brother best quarterbacks.
Got all caught up for sexual harassment.
One of the best quarterbacks in football, he is. And his wife, Brittany Mahomes, which is Patrick Mahomes' wife, is now they're really good friends. They say they hang out a lot. She's got into football, whatever. Now, listen, she deserves privacy. She deserves to get a guy that she wants. So does he. Obviously, this is...
Oh,
this,
they just bought a new house.
Who did?
What's his, the football player bought Travis a new house. Travis
Kelce? I wonder if she loaned him the money.
Yeah. wherever he lives for more privacy with
well, her. Put it. Let me put it this way. She could buy him a house out of her look pocket change. You know what I'm just saying?
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what. You know, he's a good ball
player. She gave him a small loan of $1 million.
Oh, that would be nothing for her. Nothing. That's literally
she's pocket nice. Change. She's really nice.
Very nice, you know.
I've seen videos of her, like other people.
I'm going to get into that with her. Yeah. I'm going to really get into
that
with her.
She pays for tuition. She takes people on shopping sprees. Like you could go up to a picture with her and she'll take you on a shopping spree.
She is the real, let me tell you why. Because she's a hard worker. There's nobody, I don't think, in the entertainment industry working as hard as her except me, if I'm considered in the entertainment. No, she really is a workaholic, if you want to call it. She's been working since she's 14. She's 33. So for the last 19 years, she's really been in the highlight and big time. She is now.
And she hasn't had a mental breakdown. Not, and that's impressive.
You know, and I hope she really does. And I'll tell you why.
Impressive thing.
You know, when you look at her and you look at her whole entire career and the songs and the awards and everything that this girl's got, she is literally, I mean, she is now, she's known as one of the biggest artists of the decade of the 10s, of the, you know, 2010s, they call that. She's the, her philanthropy, is that, am I right? Am I saying it right? Exactly right?
No, I can't say
it. Yeah, philanthropy? It's hard for me to actually say that.
You say it one more time.
Listen, she's one of the great songwriters.
Say it one more time.
Philanthropy. Philanthropy? Is it right? Am I right saying it?
I can't say it.
Philanthropy. I think it is.
Philanthropy.
Listen to these achievements just off the top of the head.
Where's my pen?
She has won 12 Grammy Awards. That's including 3 for Album of the Year, tying the most by any artist. She had an Emmy Award.
Some of those were given to her.
Listen, I wouldn't say that. 40 American Music Awards. That's the most by any artist. 29 Billboard Music Awards. The most by a woman. 101 Guinness World Records. Did you hear this? I just said 101 Guinness World Records. I'd love that. 23 MTV Video Music Awards, including 4 Video of the Year wins.
Records?
The most
Jesus
by an
Christ.
Act. 12 Country Music Associate Awards, including the Pinnacle Award. 8 Academy of Country Music Awards and 2 Brit Awards.
Do you think she's the type of person that she has like all of them hung up, or do you think they are just like in a closet and she doesn't look at them?
No,
that's a good question.
You know, like Michael Jordan, I know a friend of mine goes to his house and stuff. He has a whole trophy room. He actually has the Chicago Bulls floor, the actual parquet floor, as the ceiling of his. And he's got a cigar room that's amazing.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Is the flooring in there?
Yeah.
And the ceiling?
The ceiling is the actual. It's really cool. My buddy's been to his wedding.
Have you ever seen MTV Cribs?
Yes, I have.
That's a good show.
That's pretty cool, too, you know. They're not coming here for no reason. I'll tell you that. I can see that. But, you know, it's really pretty cool. I think she does have either a wing or a room or something. Like, listen, and she deserves it. Listen, I have a few awards on the wall. I actually have a lot of awards. Let me brag on that. I do have a lot of awards and stuff, and I only have a few.
But you have a lot in a box. That's what I'm saying.
You know that.
A lot of them are just stuffed in a box.
And you know what it is, Nick? I put the ones that mean something to me up.
Yeah.
Just because I'm a nobody, but she is, obviously she has the money to do what she wants with a room.
How often do you think she's home?
This girl works
she can't
harder
be home.
Than anybody
she's
I've ever
She's probably
seen.
Home like 3 times out of the year.
Listen, she could come home for a night. She has a private plane that comes in and out and stuff of like, I'm
but
sure.
That seems like a lot more work than just going to hop on the luxury bus.
Well, No. Somebody like that, obviously.
I doubt she's taking a private plane home every night. She's probably
not every night.
She's got a $1 million tour bus that's probably her home. That's way
a million,
more.
Million, probably a lot more than that, but... Yeah. Yes, I mean, I watch a lot of artists that have the buses and all, but I don't think she does that, you know. I think she's gotten past that, meaning she's so big. She sells out arenas, Nick. We looked at, literally, like, you know, you're talking about, like...
Why do you think the NFL planted her into their
Did you
system?
See that? I mean, you got to think, she
she's
pulls
be a
more
plant.
People than the Kansas City Chiefs do on a Sunday game.
Yeah.
That's crazy. and she charges
well, I mean, here's
a lot
the
more per ticket,
here's
right?
Here's the trend, Larry. The NFL isn't as big as people really thought so in the 2000s and the 90s, the 80s.
Oh, it was huge back
then. How many times have we said, more numbers than the NFL on this podcast.
We've been saying that a lot.
A lot.
And the NFL is probably the biggest sport. Well, yeah. You know, because it's shorter games.
I would think so. I'm not very edged, but I think that football's more.
Well, the other sports have more games more and stuff like that. So, like, in NBA and in NHL, they have 81 game seasons.
Yeah. I would say that the most popular season is NFL, then the NBA.
Probably NBA.
NBA second. Very close. And then baseball.
But baseball's got 162 and then games.
I would say hockey.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's
and
the
then
one.
What other sport
well,
is
Well, actually, you're way off. The most popular sport
in the
world.
I don't want to talk about soccer. I'm talking about
soccer
in America.
For the world. In America. In America. Yeah, yeah, 100%.
I'm saying general household.
Did you ever play sports, anything?
Yeah.
What did you play?
I played basketball for a
really?
Long time.
Did
and
you?
And then I also played, what's it called? Bam, with the diamond and the ball.
Baseball.
Oh,
my God.
I played
wow.
baseball.
You don't even
for
notice sport.
But
I
yeah,
will give
I,
you this,
told
Nick.
Me to put
I've
on
seen
a
you.
Cup.
I've seen you do some athletic things personally.
I'm
I
an
mean,
athletic person.
You are very.
Sure.
I watched you do, you know, beat a kid. We were doing something. You beat yeah. him in pull ups or whatever. You're an athletic kid. You really are. You're coordinated. That's
don't
what
let the
I'm
disguise
at.
Fool you. You know.
Yeah, it is.
I
you mean
have
the prissy
a,
prince?
I'm not
the, what did
I'm not
June
trying
call
to brag,
you? What did
but
June
I have
call
a pretty spectacular balance. My balance is pretty good.
You know, I'm not going to get into that because I get mad, actually. And, you know, I've seen you do some stupid things.
The balance is pretty good.
Yeah, I get you. But, you know, one slip and you're not what's his, David Blaine.
I would say
here.
I'm in the top, like, 10 percentile of the world.
Shut up. In what?
Balancing.
Maybe you got Indian blood.
Balancing. Maybe when I was a kid, I wanted to, you know, the picture of
I
the
should say,
people.
Wait, Native American
yeah,
blood.
Yeah, there you go. You know the picture of the people, like, up on the piece of metal in New York, eating their lunches.
That's Native Americans.
That's what I wanted to do. I didn't know what they were doing, but I just was like,
well,
I see the picture.
Well, you don't have a fear of heights,
and that's
obviously.
That's what I
want to
do.
You know,
no,
I know you don't, but I don't per se have a fear, but I don't like it. It's not something I'm going to go do. I'm not scared of a plane or
so I seek it
height
out.
Stairs or something
I
like that.
I seek out heights, for sure. I'm like, that's tall. Let's get to the top of
listen,
it.
Listen, you could put a harness on me and I could click up. Like, you ever watch those guys on bridges? I mean, you haven't because you don't
know. You
know
what else I wanted to do?
They're
which
crazy,
I still,
those guys.
You know, is the light bulb changers for the cell phone towers.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
When I was in high school,
guys,
I wanted
well, they have
to
the
do
same
that.
Kind of guys that do the bridges. Yeah.
They get
like
paid really good money.
Bridge. Oh, I bet
really
they
good
do.
Money. They have to have those sticks, you know, those ammonia sticks. You pop them. It's like an
I know what they are. Yeah, if you get
sticks.
Knocked out in boxing.
Yeah, they have to, because. Sometimes you go too high up and their partner will pass out and they have to wake them up because they're just like hanging there from the...
You mean because of altitude?
Altitude and
altitude.
Exhaustion and blood
maybe
rush
that,
in the spots
I mean,
it's not
see.
Used
I
to.
I think the adrenaline rush might be crazy, but I don't think that. But we're getting back to Taylor Swift. You know what? Go
back
to Taylor
back
Swift
to
and the games I'm watching. They show her so many times. He has great games. Now, I don't know if he's doing it. You can see kind of looks up that way. His mom's met her. He's gone out with her.
Do you think they're giving him a bigger paycheck to this?
If I tell you what, if she get a piece of the, you know, like,
the
you know,
sales.
They always say he's a drawer. Listen, that lady goes in with an entourage, but she does not seem, and I've never heard or read anywhere where she's an ass. She takes care of people, like you said.
Nice,
I'm going
nice
to go. Chick. Let me go back into her awards for a minute because I think people want to know a little bit about that. She, National Publishers Association, and she was the youngest person on Rolling Stone's list of the 100 greatest songwriters of all time in 2015. Think of that. Greatest songwriter. I love people who do all this. At the 64th BMI Awards in 2000, Swift was the first woman to be honored with an award named after its recipient.
Mm.
From available data, Swift has amassed over 50 million album sales and 150 million single sales as of 2019, and 114 million units globally, including 78 billion streams as of 2021. The International Federation of Phonographic Industry ranked her as the Global Recording Artist of the Year for a record three times, 2014, 2019, and 2022, last year. Swift was the most number one albums in the United Kingdom and Ireland for a female artist this millennium, earned the highest income for an artist on Chinese digital music platforms. Check that out, RMB.
Her team was like, we got to get into China.
And is the first artist to replace themselves at the top spot as well as occupy the entire top five of the Australian Albums Chart. Her Reputation Stadium Tour 2018 is the highest grossing North American tour ever. And she is the world's highest grossing female touring act of the 2010s.
Sounds like you're lecturing at this point.
Nope.
Let's have a conversation. I'm just reading some stuff. Her.
Beginning with Fearless, all her studio albums opened with over a million global units. Wait. On Spotify, Swift is the most streamed female act. The only artist to have received more than 200 million streams in one day, 228 million, October 21st of last year, just a year ago. The only female act to reach 100 million monthly listeners. That blows me away. The most entries and the most simultaneous entries for an artist of the Billboard Global 200 with 122 and 31 songs, respectively, are among her feats. Just a few more. In the U.S., Swift has sold over 37.3 million albums as of 2019, when Billboard placed her eighth on its greatest of all time artist chart. Nine of her songs have topped the Billboard Hot 100. People want to hear this. She is the longest reigning act of the Billboard Artist 100. The soul of the most cumulative.
How do you feel about this? What are your opinions on this right now? Tell me how.
Well, let me finish and I'm going to give you my opinion. You can give you your opinion. Let me just, I'll round them up. There's so many more. I'm going.
To what you're saying.
Watch this.
Yeah, it's just too many.
To end this.
Okay, end it.
Swift has appeared in various power listings. Time included her on the annual list of 100 most influential people in 2010, 15, and 19. She is one of the most silence breakers honored as Time Person of the Year in 2000 for speaking up against sexual assault. Love it.
You're just reading anything and everything at this point.
In 2014, she was named to Forbes 30 Under 30 list in the music industry. Her standing up for sexual assault is not a record. Swift received an honorary doctorate of fine arts from New York. Okay, I just had to put that out there on what Swift has totally accomplished as a person, as a artist. So anybody who says, oh, she's pretty good, has no clue about music, obviously. Even her peers have ranked her.
She writes bangers. All of them are bangers.
I want to be the boyfriend she writes about that, you know, but maybe not
every
drops me.
One of them.
I wonder if she likes older guys.
Are bangers. No. She's never been with one.
Well, she is with one now. He's a year older than her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you're, what, 2 years older than her?
A couple years older than her. That's what they say, right? Yeah, I'm probably older than her parents. Yeah. Oh, almost guaranteed that. Here's another thing which I really like her about.
All right, how long is it?
This is
short.
How
long is the paragraph?
This is actually pretty short.
Just don't read this. Tell us what the paragraph is about.
I'm going to tell you what it's about.
Okay.
This lady is a social activism. And to me, I really like that. I'm sorry.
She has to be, Larry.
Well, you say she has to be. I don't think she has to be.
She does.
There are artists who are not.
Are they as big as her? What I'm saying is,
I don't know many artists, period, who are as big as her.
She has to be pro-choice. She has to be pro-LGBT.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, to be as big as she is, yes, she does have to. Yes, she does.
I disagree.
No way.
Listen, there were a lot of artists.
Here we go.
Okay, in country music, Toby Keith. He is not pro-gay.
I'm
LGBT
saying to
rights.
Be as big as she is, to have her numbers, you do. You
but
can't.
Nobody has her numbers.
I know, but she wouldn't have these numbers if she had all these different beliefs. I can tell you that.
I mean, enough people around the world to have what, you know. She is. What about all the people who don't like pro-gay rights, pro-abortion?
They don't care.
She is pro-choice.
See, here's the
thing,
though.
I love this girl for that.
There's two different sides.
That's
taking a stand.
People
on that side, the
conservatives don't like that.
The people on that side don't care. They'll separate the music with the person. The people on the LGBT side and the pro-choice side, they won't separate the music with the person. They'll be like, oh, they believe in this, I can't do that.
Do you think I'm somewhat popular because I'm pro-everything? Maybe you don't think I'm popular with anybody, but I get that. But no, honestly, do you think it helps? I mean, it's just who I am. I'm not doing it for that.
Well, no, that's
you know
what I'm saying. If you went totally one side to the right, everyone would, you know, not everyone, but the big one half would hate you and the other half wouldn't care. And then if you went totally to the left, everyone would like you and no one would care. Like,
I don't know. I don't look at it like that. I think she's just.
We just had
who
a podcast where you agreed with that.
No. I like, listen.
I'll
I am
play
very.
Back the tape.
I'm very, very pro everything. You know that. But I like the fact that she has taken stands pro-choice feminist. She's a Times Movement Against Sexual Harassment.
She has.
She criticized the U.S. Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe versus Wade, which I agree
she
with.
She has to publicly do all of this.
She and federal abortion rights. She's an activist for LGBT rights, and okay. It's called Passing Equal Act.
She has to be all of this.
You say she has to be. What do you mean?
I just already said it. Do I have to say it again?
Well, let me tell you a few little more things.
If she didn't,
she's positive impact for the LGBTQ.
Could you imagine what it would do to her career if she came out and was like, "No, I actually believe in abortion"? It wouldn't wreck, but it would. Her career would take a big fucking.
I don't think anything could wreck her career. Obviously,
her career.
She's that.
Everyone
good.
Would be like, "Wow, oh, no."
So you're trying to say people actually like her because of her. Because her stances. I disagree.
No,
I think they like
I'm
her because of music
that.
And her writing.
What I'm saying
you
is...
You said it. She writes bangers.
Yes, she does. But what I'm saying is, on the other hand, if she didn't support all that stuff and went on the other side, people would be pissed. But since she's on that side, people don't even care that she's on that side.
Well, let me just... I have to tell the audience this right now, what I loved her. When I read her about it, like I said, I go deep, guys. I read all...
If I'm explaining that right. I know some
Swift
people
is a vocal critic
and some people
of don't. Racism, police brutality, white supremacy. In 2020, she urged her fans to check their voter registration ahead of election, which resulted in 65,000 people registering to vote within one day. Talk about pull of her post and endorsed. I don't like who she endorsed. I'll leave that alone.
No, you can't. Say it. That's so messed up.
Okay, she endorsed Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in the U.S. presidential election. I mean, listen, I did too in its own way, but I think Joe Biden has not impressed me at all. Kamala Harris, I never liked her from the beginning.
And you want to know what? She had to do that. She couldn't go on the other side.
She donates to the Legal Defense Fund for Education, NAACP, Black Lives Matter. I'm not a supporter of Black Lives Matter because I know how much money they've
They bought the houses and everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's all bullshit. A couple more little things about her wealth. Let's just put it this way. This woman is rich.
She's rich.
Yeah. And here's what I like about her as well. Her philanthropy.
You know who
and
else
that's
is
how
rich,
you pronounce
rich?
It, philanthropy.
You know who else is rich, rich? Rihanna. We'll get into her.
We're going to get it though. Swift is well known for her philanthropic efforts. She has ranked at number one on Do Something's Good Gone Good list and has received the Star of Compassion accolade from the Tennessee Disaster Services, the Big Help Award from Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards for her dedication to helping others. I'm not going to read it all.
Come on.
Iowa Food.
Okay, we get it, dude.
BBC's Children's in Need. Sound Relief. She is. Here's another thing she does. Swift donated $1 million for Tennessee Tornado Relief. She also supports arts.
All right, we can stop sucking her dick, too.
You know how many fans she's helped anonymously with their medical bills and
it's not anonymous,
and stuff?
If you know about it.
They find out. They're not publicized for her or any of her people. It's very hard to do that, actually, you know.
Well, taxes and everything, yeah.
I don't know if you know the person, Kodak Black. And you heard about
what kind
this
of question? Well, listen, I don't know if you know this person.
But listen, you heard and you were at the meeting, at the interview with his lawyer, how hard it was to donate to the police officers' kids.
They made it really hard.
And they have to go through a bunch of hoops to donate to kids of cops who passed away. Because it's Kodak Black or whoever. She has to do that too. And she does so much stuff anonymously. Donations to several times for
their
medical
and academic
expenses.
She takes her fans on shopping
trips.
She's
just amazing. To me, she's an amazing woman.
All right,
let's
talk about it.
Huh?
Let's talk about it. Let's not just read
I just had to give the audience.
I feel like I'm at school. It got to the point where
Did you learn anything?
Felt like I was. No,
really didn't learn anything.
Dude, I kept zoning out, bro. Like,
come on. I don't think you guys out there are zoning out. I think you all are pretty amazed at how big I was.
I'm amazed, but none of that shocked me.
I did not know, Nick, she was that big and that obviously rounded, I could call it, or. She's a workaholic. She does everything that I really hope young people, or even me, I try to aspire to be. You know, I don't mean...
Like, a Swiftie? You're a Swiftie?
I am now.
Oh, hell yeah.
I really am. I'm not big on her
music.
But I'm
going to
be
trouble.
Good on her music.
Dude,
I like Post Malone.
You'd be rocking out to some Swiftie.
I'm sure I would.
We
you know?
Are never, ever, ever.
You've opened my eyes a lot to music. Together. Period. We from rap music to Post Malone. You've opened my
your
eyes. I got
to
give you that.
Talk to my friends, talk to your friends.
And you know
talk
I'm pretty good
me.
About music.
Oh, yeah.
Like open.
You're very open. It was shocking. Very open.
Why? Do I look like some.
You're
asshole?
Just old. And old people are not open to music.
Well,
it's that simple.
Well, letting you guys know oh, if you
they,
have. If
they're
you
not
listen-
saying anything. You're very impressed. Old people take the stance of like, oh, they're just mumbling. They're not saying anything important.
Yeah, like my mother.
And then if you listen to it, you're like, oh, wow, this person's lived like a whole life. And they're telling me about.
I've never said that, though. You know that.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying old people say that. All of them. Except
just to
for
let
you.
The audience know, too, I am coming out with a rap song. And we're having a rap video. You're doing it, Nick, so you know that. And I think people are going to be shocked at how good I am or how much I could rap
practice.
And do things. Really? No. My voice isn't the best voice.
Can you write a beat?
Oh, can I write a beat? Yes.
No, ride. Ride a beat.
Absolutely, I can write a beat. Listen to me. I got. they call me on the dance floor, you know, the Flow Glow. So
is that what they call you?
Yeah,
Flo-Glo?
Yeah. They know I know what I'm doing out there.
Oh,
you know, that's
shit.
Why, you know, people want to dance with me. I've been offered to go on dancing shows. And
oh,
stuff.
You can dance too? You got footwork?
Not bad, actually. Really not bad. So let me ask you a question. What do you think of this guy, Kelsey Dayton, and how did he get her? Like, how do you get a girl like that?
Mutual friends, for sure.
You know, he met her at a concert and she didn't even take his number.
I heard that he made a fucking bracelet. With this number on it or something.
Yeah, and she kind of like, I mean.
This is all fake. This was all set up by the higher powers to sell more tickets and everything worldwide. Because now the boyfriends have to go to the girlfriends' concerts. And now the girlfriends have to stream.
Go to football.
Have to stream the football game and watch the football game every Sunday.
I think you're
this was,
being so
best,
narrow, Nick.
This is
I know
the
you
best
like to
play.
Be like that, but I don't think of that.
This
first
is the
all,
best
don't
play
need
in
help.
Marketing ever.
She is bigger marketing for the NFL than any
yeah.
player. I mean, obviously.
How much do you think they gave her?
They should.
They gave her like $1 billion to do this
hey, you know
shit.
What's coming out next?
You know?
NFL t-shirts with
their
Swift on the back.
Their sales literally went up because she's no, attending
she
games.
She has a Kansas City jersey yes. with Swift. No, she doesn't. I don't know.
I agree.
True. I'm teased. Everything else I told you is actual truth.
I bet you I could go buy
research.
One right now.
You can make one.
I bet you I could go buy one. Yeah, right now.
You know, I bet you could. Well, there's probably a look. Football player, but not on Kansas City.
Swifty.
First of all, I just believe, and I look at Taylor Swift, and I'm so impressed with her. And you know what really, really impresses me, Nick, and I mean this. I love to hear these artists that aren't assholes and that you don't hear negative about. Like, I don't hear anything negative about Post Malone, do you? Maybe
no.
you do, I don't.
Everyone said he smelled. It was a meme that went on. But he does. He apparently he doesn't smell.
What I'm getting
and the
at,
internet
what
just
I'm
hopped
getting
in
at
on it.
Is you don't hear anything like he's an asshole to people or stuff like that. And I like to hear that. I really don't like to hear that some of these celebrities or people are like just, listen, I am a nobody nobody. But if somebody says something, hey, I like your show or stuff, what do I always do, Nick? We take a picture. We do stuff. If I have a bracelet on, I give it to them. You know that. I do all
25
that kind
bucks.
Of stuff.
You want a Swift?
Are you serious?
25 bucks.
Swift.
Yeah.
Do you hear what I said?
The number is 87.
Even?
Yeah, yeah, I heard you. I was listening. Yeah,
I
when
mean,
people
you're
go
you're with
to,
me
yeah, people
all the
want
time,
pictures.
We'll take a picture
yeah.
and stuff like that.
You're very nice.
I can't.
You're a nice guy, Larry.
I actually am. Oh,
shucks.
Actually.
You are. You're a good guy.
Thank you, Nick. Actually,
oh,
from you,
shucks.
He messes with me so much, this prick. But what? So where are you with? Are you a Swifty?
I've been a Swifty. I was singing with Tish on Xbox back in 2012 and 13 on Halo Reach and Halo 4. I was singing Taylor Swift, killing my enemies or killing my teammates, just griefing the hell out of people, just screaming Taylor Swift songs. Screw you, kid. Shut
know,
up.
Do you know
I'm over the
you
mic.
You know one of the most expensive tickets to get
never,
in all
ever,
of
ever.
Artists?
Yeah. Well,
who are they?
Oh, you want me to just
yeah,
list
do you know
a
any of
people?
Them? It's a female artist, but it's not Taylor Swift either.
Is it Cher?
Nope,
is
it's Barbara
it,
Streisand.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah. Wow. She has a voice that's... Did you ever hear of a girl named Jackie Evanko?
Nope.
Jackie Evanko
you know who Rihanna is?
At a... I want people to go online right now, and I want you to do it. Google Jackie Evanko 11 years old.
I can't spell Ivanko.
Ivanko, just E-V-A-N, Jackie. And she was on America's Got Talent. And she didn't win it, but she became a megastar. Who is this? Listen to this. In fact,
she's like 12. She's 23 years old. You don't know her.
Listen, I went to her concert. Well, I know her. I mean, I've been to her. I went to New York City in
Carnegie Hall
at 10 years. She was
10?
She was 12 when I went to her concert.
Who is this?
This is Jackie Ivanko. People, look it up. I went to her concert in Carnegie Hall. I flew from Florida to Carnegie Hall in New York City to watch this girl sing. She sang about...
Her tickets are $66.
Not her. I'm talking Barbara Streisand. Look up Barbara. She did a duet with Barbara Streisand. That girl has one of the nicest voices in the world. I also think Bette Midler has just one of the best.
Oh, she's got the fake face. I know her.
And what are her tickets?
Hold on.
Watch this. This will blow you away. And it's more than Swifty. Obviously, I don't think she can pull the crowds, but Barbara Streisand can pull the money people. That's for sure. And concerts. I'm going to a concert, Nick, so we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to Sammy Hagar. I can't
average ticket price, $191.
Is who?
Barbara.
Now, look at her high-end ticket.
$235.
No.
Or no, that's still average. Yeah, I mean, just highest ticket
you
price?
You just look at highest ticket price for Barbara Streisand. Google that and see what that says. Highest ticket price for Barbara Streisand.
$1,500.
$1,500 for a ticket. Now go put up.
Taylor Swift is going. Fuck.
Go ahead.
$4,000, $5,000, $6,000. No. Let's see Taylor.
Look at the average. First, put the exact same way you wrote it.
I am. Same thing.
You know, don't put it so which way. What's her?
No, average? I'm doing literally. I'm just doing
average ticket's going to be $100.
I'm switching.
That's what I think anyway. Now, obviously, whenever they say average, we all know that doesn't... what is it? Go ahead.
The Eras Tour can range from $500 to $7,000.
That is for Taylor Swift?
For per ticket, yes.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. The Eras Tour, which she is on right now, can range from $500 to $7,000. The average ticket... I just looked up, same thing as Barbara Streisand. I just looked up Taylor Swift ticket prices.
Wow, that blows me away. I mean, literally.
Barbara Streisand, who?
Barbara,
who is
anybody,
that?
I think you're right.
Who is that?
Obviously.
Get out of here, Barbara. Fuck off. You were 10 toes down on that shit, too. And you said, and it's not Taylor Swift. I think it's your girl, Tay. You know, I think it's Tay-Tay.
It's unbelievable. I can't even believe that. I'm blown away.
I knew people were breaking the bank for just simple tickets. You try to go the night of, it's minimum $2,000. That's a fact. You try to go to the night of whatever it's called.
Taylor Swift makes approximately $13.6 million every show she does.
What?
$13.6 million per show.
She's doing a show like every night.
No wonder she's so rich.
She's doing multiple shows a night.
Listen, she still boggles my mind. I mean, this girl is just... But she's a workaholic, too. You'd think she could slow down a little.
You know who did it really right? You know who did it perfect? Probably even better than Taylor Swift.
I don't know.
Rihanna.
Okay, tell me, why do you say Rihanna?
Rihanna is a singer.
I know who Rihanna is. Okay. I can spell it.
Well, Rihanna is worth $1.2 billion. She became the first female billionaire.
Rihanna?
Yep. She hasn't wrote a song in like 7 years or came out with an album in like 7 years. She invested in Fendi, the fashion brand, Fendi. So she's part owners of Fendi.
Wow, yeah, unbelievable.
So she doesn't have to tour anymore. Her song, she was the first female to have 10 songs on Spotify reach over a billion views. This girl's rich, rich, too. And she's flying under the radar about it.
She hasn't wrote a song in like seven years. Under the radar because I never heard that myself, personally. And what is my girl worth? The one who went to the school with me.
Huh? Oh, Cardi B?
Yeah, Cardi B.
She's not up there like that. Nowhere close.
She's got to be 100 million, no? I'm just guessing. I don't know what they... I mean, we're only going over this, everybody, because these it just blew us
away. We talk about this stuff literally off camera.
Yeah, we do.
We talk about
YouTube videos on it. I mean, listen, I work hard, and I'm worth at least $580, maybe $1,000. But it's, you know... It's,
80 million.
She's worth 80 million. She went to the same school.
This one says 40 million. So just, I guess.
I don't believe any of that because they say I got money. Yeah. I don't believe it. You know, I mean, obviously, I don't know how they do net worth. Is it your company's worth that? You know what I mean? Like, can you sell your company? Can you do something? I don't know. Listen, I don't know where they get their numbers and, some of the numbers they had on me.
I believe Rihanna's and Taylor's, though.
I totally do. Mine, I wish I could get what they say.
Yeah. Like, Rihanna still has diehard fans that tell her every single day that she needs to come out with more music. Like, she trolled them. Yeah,
I haven't heard her come out.
She has not came out with anything in years.
Like, networks or anybody.
She got her bag, and why would she go on tour and do all that work?
Wow.
She literally invested her money very, very well.
I had no idea some of the artists, of course, Drake.
And she also, Rihanna's got.
Dr. Dre and all these guys are worth so much money. Yeah. P. Diddy.
Well, Dr. Dre did it right, too. He invested in a Beats.
Yeah, Beats headphones. Yeah.
They're obviously not very popular anymore, but he made his money off Beats, that's for sure. He made some sick money off Beats. That was, like, the thing for 5 years, Beats. Beats headphones.
Really? Are you kidding me? I mean, I'm looking up a Snoop Dogg's net worth. Is $160 million, and I'm like...
He's been doing this longer and everything, and like...
Listen, I mean, you could do it all you want. I don't care.
But that's what I'm saying. Taylor Swift just comes in, doesn't just come in.
I hate to say it, I've been doing this a long time. Not YouTube, but life. And I'll tell you what, the government took my money, and after that, I was done. But no, it's obviously... We're going to talk about another couple of girls.
You know
right
who else
now.
Is...
Go ahead.
Insanely
Your girl?
Rich.
Go ahead.
My girl, Adele.
Adele? She can't be worth much at all.
She's worth around 100 and something million.
Oh, that's not bad, obviously.
She's 100. She bought a $50 million mansion like last year.
Really?
She's worth the money. She lived in like a castle at one point. This girl's worth. She's done numbers. She's also broken so many records. Adele. And that's my bitch right there.
Okay, now we just talked about all musicians, correct?
Yeah.
I'm going to bring you into a couple of ladies that are gorgeous, of course, and they made their money.
Oh, you know who's bad as hell?
Who?
Zendaya.
Zendaya. Who's Zendaya? Why do I know
she's
that
she's bad
name?
As hell. I've had Zendaya. A crush on Zendaya since Shake It Up. She's sitting on that stoop.
Is she a singer, Zendaya?
She's an
was
actor.
Was she on American Idol or
she's,
something?
No, she's an actor. Okay. She was on the Disney Channel.
Okay, I don't know who she is.
She's you seen the new Spider-Man movies with Tobey Maguire? Or not, Tom Holland.
I did see.
With the kid and Iron Man, that Spider-Man.
Is that when the guy, what's his name, Tony Stark's butler, what's his name?
Happy. Yeah, he goes and gets him.
Right, at the end there, he's in Brooklyn, if I remember. They were in Brooklyn and at the Coney Island, I think.
At the
roller coaster.
You've seen that one. So Mary Jane is Spider-Man's girlfriend. That's Zendaya.
Oh, so she's an actress, is what
Yeah,
she
look up in Zendaya.
Zendaya?
She's also got money. Zendaya's got money.
Really? Zendaya?
Oh, yeah.
How do you... Z-E-N? Yep, Zendaya.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Oh, wow, she's a pretty girl.
Bad as hell.
Not bad. She's worth $22 million. She's beautiful. She got that nice light... She's a black lady, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got beautiful skin. I love that. You know, the mulatto skin is like the perfect... perfect skin, if you really. But I mean, she's young too. She's 27 years old, 5'10", my height. Actually, taller than me. I'm 5'9" now.
She's a model. She's a singer. She's an actor. She gets paid $40 million an episode for Euphoria, and they're on their second season.
How much an episode?
$40 million.
I don't buy that. $40 million an episode. I want you to look that one up.
Okay.
That one.
I might be wrong.
$40 million an episode? No way. She might make $5 million an episode. She might make $40 million for the season, but there's no way she's making $40 million per episode. I mean, there's no way a TV TV show?
It's a series, yeah.
Yeah, there's no way because they couldn't afford her. They couldn't afford anybody else. They don't make $40 million a show. You know what I'm trying to say? I mean, when you're talking about when Charlie Sheen was making $5 million an episode or $8 million or $10
million. Oh, okay. It's $1 million. It's $1 million.
That makes a lot of sense, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she might be worth $40 million, but like you said, she's only worth $22 million. But she's making $1 million. That's a lot of dough, man. $1 million an episode. I'll take 10 grand. No, but you know, I'm looking up at ladies right now that defy logic to me. These are ladies that are just such smart people. And they're all, yes, you're going to hear from me, the Kardashians.
Oh, these are my bitches too.
Who, the Kardashians?
Sorry if I'm offending anyone. But these are my girls right here.
The Kardashians?
Yeah. She made $10 million for her first appearance on Spider-Man.
Not bad. That's for a female actress. That's big time. You know, obviously the male actors were making $20 million. I think that's for a picture.
Let's see how much Tom
like
did.
That.
Tom did.
Oh, he probably made a lot. Now, you know, you talk about, listen, the Kardashians, you know, they were in the news because one sister missed the other sister's birthday. Big deal, right? Well, I got to looking at the Kardashians in mega ways and who they are and how they made their money and what. Listen to this, though, on the Kardashians.
Oh, I don't know if she
First of all, the Kardashians are worth stupid, stupid money. Let's put it this way. The Kardashians, their net worth, I'll go right from the top. Guess which Kardashian's worth the most?
It's between Kylie and Kim.
No, not even close.
Who?
Kim Kardashian's worth $1.4 billion. This
who's
is a lady.
Who's on top?
That's her.
Kim.
She's the Kim. Yeah. At $1.4 billion, and she made her money, really
so
started
what?
On
Kylie's
the show.
Kylie's at like
1.2? No, not even a billion.
Not anymore?
No.
She was at 1.2.
Anyway, she made her money, obviously. They all started
all right,
making their money.
Don't read a paragraph. Let's just talk about it.
I'm not.
Because I know about this. So
listen,
let's just
talk
about it.
They made their money from their TV show, obviously. Yeah.
And they all started their own brands.
That's
what. We got, what, you ready? We got Kim with Skims. We got Kylie with Kylie Lip.
Kylie's the second.
Hold on. We got Kylie. We got Khloe Kardashian with her American jeans.
Poosh.
No, that's Khloe. Just listen. Courtney's got her American jeans for big girls. Then we got the sister nobody likes, Courtney Kardashian, with Poosh, like some fucking candle and skincare or some shit. She literally does nothing.
Okay, well, I'm going over the worth of them because I think it's interesting. Kylie Jenner, the second, is worth $750 million, and she got for super successful beauty brands. That's where she got her money. Kylie Cosmetics.
She was the first billionaire in that family.
Well, she's not. It says
not
$750
anymore. I know, but
maybe, I don't know what happened.
She was the first person to reach $1 billion
in that
family. The youngest.
Is Kris Jenner. She's worth $230 million.
Oh, and then we got
and she got
Kendall
from
over here, executive. Who I don't think has a business. She's just
next
a model.
One is $100 million, and it's Caitlyn Jenner's net worth.
Yeah.
Caitlyn used to be Bruce Jenner, who was a guy who was, I remember, in the 1976 Olympics, was one of the best decathlons, period, in the world. People don't know that. And now, I don't know. I don't get, it just doesn't, it doesn't equate to me how you're that great of an athlete, and then all of a sudden, you, I don't know. Does he have his dick anymore? Or penis, I wonder.
Oh.
Does anybody know that? If you do, check it out. Put it in the comments because I'll be answering it.
Well, do you think that the family had something to do with it?
What, taking his dick?
No, him just becoming trans.
Oh, no. Obviously, he got most of his money. Yes, he's an Olympic gold medalist.
No, I'm saying being all around all the females, maybe that had something to do with it.
No.
Maybe he wanted to start cross-dressing. No. Maybe he started cross-dressing. Or, you know, at the time he... Maybe that's just how that worked.
Do you believe that's maybe a choice?
Huh?
Or do you believe you're born like
that? I believe
that
maybe some people can grow into it. You know, you might not know for a very long time, and then one day you put on a dress and you like it.
Well, that
and
means
then
you
the
were
next
born like
day,
that. You just didn't know it.
Well,
I don't
that's
believe,
what I'm saying.
I don't believe anybody would go through the
that's
ridicule,
what I just, well,
the
well, no, that's what I just said.
Else.
Was you could be one way and not even think that way for a very long time. Very, very long time. At some point in his life, I do. Some people could totally believe that they're a man for a very long time and never ever think that they are ever going to transition. And then what I'm trying to say is one day when they're 30, they might put on a dress as a joke and like it. And the next day they put on.
It wasn't a joke. Down deep subliminally, it was who they were. I don't believe anybody decides,
I'm not saying they're deciding.
Well, you said, is it because I was hanging around women? She was hanging.
I'm not saying that's him deciding. There's Larry, let me finish.
No matter what dress I could wear.
That's you, though, because it's not in you. But you might not know it's in you until you put on the dress.
Oh, bullshit. You know it's in you. I think you know it's in you. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Leave comments. What do you think? Because I'm not saying it's a choice. I'm just saying maybe you just don't know about it until.
So you're thinking anybody could not know it their whole life and all of a sudden put a dress on and say, I want always. I think down deep you knew it and you were scared to do it, maybe. Something of that nature. I've never heard somebody come out and say, you know, I just found out that I was transgender. Oh, I don't even know if it's a girl in a guy's body. That's not even transgender, is it?
Yeah, that is.
No, that's not transgender. Is it transgender when you are just dressed like that?
That's a cross-dresser. That's what I'm saying. Maybe you start off cross-dressing and then you decide.
No way.
You're like, I'm not buying it, but I'm a woman.
We'll agree to disagree. But the next Kourtney Kardashian, is net worth is $65 million. That's what she's worth. And that's, you're right, she has the jean company. Is it Kourtney has that jean company?
That's
Kourtney. The Poosh. Now that's this Khloe. One, that's, Khloe no, Khloe's Kardashian.
Khloe's got the jean company.
Exactly. Yeah. She has the jean company, co-founded denim brand, Good American, it's called.
Yeah, the American
and
jeans.
She's worth $60
million.
Now, this is, to me, is the prettiest one out of the bunch. Unreal. I can't stop looking at this woman right now. I think you got to put a picture up on
Are you going to say Kylie? Or not Kylie, Kendall?
Kendall.
No way.
Nick, can you look at this, please, for me?
It's not Kendall. I know what they all look like. It's not Kendall.
Oh, she is by far the prettiest out of all. We're going to put it up. If you're listening on this show Spotify or wherever, Apple, please go to our YouTube channel.
You know she's the Real Deal with Larry Lawyer.
I have to put this up. Nick, that is my kind of woman.
She's the only one that's all natural.
She is gorgeous. I mean, this one is by far
this
to me.
This one right here.
She's worth $60 million, too. She has a reality show, of course, makes her money as a highly sought-after model.
Yeah, that's
posing
what I said.
For spreads in Vogue, Harper's Bazaar, and walking the runway.
She doesn't
Victoria's
have her own
Secret.
Business. She's just a model.
Nope, and Chanel. In 2008, she was named the highest-paid model in the world. She also collaborated on a makeup line with Kylie Cosmetics in 2020 and is the founder of her own liquor company.
Oh, yeah. 818
Tequila. Her net worth will only keep increasing.
You know what's great, too, about that little Kris Jenner and her little money-grubbing little
hands? You mean
hands.
The mother?
The mother. The smart one. Yeah. The mother.
She's the smart one, boy. She's the smart
so
one.
So, me and my girlfriend were keeping up with the Kardashians, right? And we got to a season.
So, you
like,
watched it all the time?
I watched it with my mom, and I've seen it.
I never watched one episode.
Oh, you'll get into it, dude. It's good.
This Kendall, I would... That's the kind of girl I want to date.
And Taylor.
I don't like tequila.
You got a high standard, man.
I do. I'm sorry. But I'll take the fat. I'll take the mom. I might take Caitlin.
What was I saying?
Yeah, you're talking about you used to watch it with your mom. And you
oh, yeah. Okay, so me and my girlfriend were keeping up with the Kardashians, right? We were keeping up. We were trying to
That's get, the name of the
we
show.
We were trying to get caught up, right, with the Kardashians. And we get to, like, one below the final, like season 20 or something. They take it off Netflix or Hulu. She takes it off. I'm going to say she. I know this is Chris's little fucking marketing plan.
You're assuming.
Oh, no, I know it's her. Her and a little marketing. You know. She's a little marketer. This is why. Takes it off. A week later, they come out with their new show, The Kardashians, or whatever it's called. So they got 22 seasons of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and then they just redid the show, and now it's called The Kardashians. So they're back on season 1, 2, and I think they're on 3 now. So she takes off Keeping Up with the Kardashians. If you wanted to go buy any season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians after that, it was like $22 to $40 per season. Every season. They didn't bundle them like everyone else does. Every season. And it got up to like $44 for the last 3 seasons, each of them. $44.
You have to really be a mega fan to want to.
I was like, fuck this woman.
Listen, she's a small businesswoman for sure.
I was like, I'm not paying $44.
You're talking about people who are not musicians. They're not musicians. They're not athletes or something that they... talent, you know, something, a singer or something.
These are just internet marketers.
Absolutely. Geniuses. They're smart. They're beautiful women. Geniuses. Let's face it. They took this Kendall to me. I did not know how beautiful Kendall was. Kendall,
they got their own jets.
Kendall is my kind. If Kendall wants to marry me, I will totally consider it. I would totally consider it. I would really contemplate.
But she's got to sign your prenup, right?
Oh, she has to sign a prenup, obviously. She has to let me keep doing YouTube and stuff because I'm not going to quit for the guys out there and everybody who knows. But I would love
Kim to has a pink show. Jet, bro.
Kim?
Kim has a pink jet.
Wasn't she married to somebody like...
She was married to Kanye West.
Kanye West.
Yep.
And they have a kid together, I think.
They have several kids together.
Yeah. Does Kendall marry? Is Kendall married?
Do you Kendall? Know? No.
She's a single?
She's always been very discreet with her relationships.
Oh, maybe she likes older guys.
Maybe she does like older guys.
Should I send her a text? You think she might answer it?
Maybe send her a DM.
Maybe a DM or something. Yeah. Maybe she'll... Am I verified and all that
on
Instagram?
You know who Scott Disick is?
Who? Yes, that's the...
How much is his net worth?
They have
got to be on. He's part of the family.
Well, first of all, Scott Disick is the smartest one of them all.
Actually, he's the smartest one of them all. He weaseled his way into that family, like right as they were coming up. He got on the show because he was with them beforehand. He got himself on season 1, episode 1, and his clank. He's cheated on her. Like,
who did he date?
Courtney.
Courtney. Okay. There.
Hoosh.
Okay.
Dated Courtney off and on for years, impregnated her like 3 times, secured that. He secured the bag, dude. He's so smart. He got in.
I'm going to give you a little about him.
He's a drunk. He's a drug
Scott
addict.
Scott has the Kardashian bunch to thank for most of his dough, but he's also a hot commodity when it comes to hosting gigs at clubs.
Yeah, because of them, dude. Because of them.
One Oak and the promoting products on Instagram. The father of three has also founded the clothing brand A Talentless, and has his own very show on E! Called Flip It Like Disick.
Yep, he likes real estate. Yeah.
Now, then you have Rob Kardashian.
Oh, he's a loser.
He's worth $10 million, he's worth. He made good chunks of his fortune from Kutwik.
Scott.
But he's also the creator
Rob
of the sock
Rob Disick. Let me tell you this. Rob Disick decided to soil the family seed. Go out and impregnate China or Black China. She is literally known as like an Instagram thought.
Who is that?
An Instagram thought. She's literally a bag chaser, a gold digger. And he soiled the seed.
What's her name?
Her name is Black China.
Black China. Is she hot at least?
She's now a model.
Oh, she's
lost a bunch of weight.
She was a heavy girl.
Yeah, she's a big girl.
Some people like big girls.
Yeah. I mean, he's a big boy, dude. He's overweight.
Then you have, listen to this guy.
But he soiled the family.
Number 10, Brody Jenner.
She broke up with him instantly right when she had the kid. Took the kid. Took all his money. Then sued the Kardashians for defamation.
Probably won there, too.
No.
Oh, he didn't.
You think you can win against the Kardashians?
Nah, they got a lot of money.
Yeah, come on now.
They got money. Brody Jenner.
And then they countersued her.
Like, Brody Jenner is worth $10 million. Do you
Brody,
know who he is?
Yeah, Brody is Caitlyn's son.
Brody was actually around before Kim became a thing. He took part in the MTV reality show The Hills, which made a comeback with the reboot The Hills New Beginnings. This guy, they say I'm worth more than him. Brendan Jenner. You know who he is? Brendan Jenner's
network.
Those
are all Caitlyn's kids.
No, they're not kids. They're actually like
they're grown adults
or something.
Yes.
$2.5 million. Brandon occasionally appears on Keeping Up with the Kardashians
before his father's
divorce from Chris.
But
he's currently focused on his music career.
Just read it. I could have just told you.
But I didn't know. I mean,
his wife had a music career.
I mean, listen.
They're
the Kardashians
Kylie.
Made all of their
they're
money
Kylie
from the
and
entertainment
Kendall's
industry,
brothers.
Obviously, right?
Yeah, you could say that. I mean, I bet they've made way more money in like ads and their own merchandise than they have the show.
You know, I read an article about
is the producer.
Kim Kardashian, when she had got divorced.
Yeah.
They had her actual.
Which time?
Whatever divorce. Oh, who's the basketball player? Was she married to a basketball player?
Yeah, for a few days.
She got divorced and they had to they posted in her divorce papers, she gets $300,000 to $500,000. every post on Instagram. Yeah. You hear what I just said?
Yes. And it's higher now.
Three.
How long ago was that?
But they also said that if she posts about your brand, instant success, instant sold out, instant everything.
That, did you know?
Can we
also
get her to do a cigar for
so
us?
So here's another thing. If you wind, if you're a rapper and you wind up on Kylie's Snapchat story or, you know, any of the Kardashian stories, and your music is playing in the background, you're done. You're good.
You're big.
Really? Everyone's, who's that? What's that song? Who is that? What is that? What is that? Who is that? You're good.
Well, you're why do you think that is?
Huh? Because they're just a massive marketing machine. Everyone wants to be a Kardashian. Like, well, not everyone, but a lot of these girls want to be Kardashians. They got a life.
Listen to this. Did you know Kanye West was worth $1.5 billion?
Yeah.
You know what they say he's worth now, Forbes? It's a mere $400 million.
Well, that's because he got dropped from Adidas.
Exactly. He had Adidas deal accounted for $1.5 billion of his net worth. But Forbes now estimates it as a mere $400 million. I'm wondering if that's the Adidas, not the Adidas deal, but the, I don't know if he does some of the things he does on purpose. You know,
he's a marketing genius, just like them.
But he's marketing down. You know, he's gone down. He lost Adidas. He lost a lot of things because of
bad
marketing.
This happens every few years, Larry. This is not the first time this has happened. Kanye gets canceled every couple of years. He disappears. He comes back.
I don't like what they did to him with the banks. I think that was totally wrong. I don't think anybody should be able to control that kind of stuff. You know, listen, they say he said bad things or whatever it was, but to tell you, listen, now you can't bank, and listen, they come together as a coalition and make him worth, meaning, like, we don't want your money. Who don't want anybody's money? That's unheard of.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
They said
in my
life. Have to take your millions of dollars and find another bank by tomorrow.
Is that wild or what? Is that wild? That, to me, it was wild as anything. But anyway,
it's kind of what I was mentioning on the other show with Mike Termat.
Termat. Do you mean the presidential candidate?
Yeah, where I was like, they're censoring.
I like that guy.
The internet is too censored. It now is just controlling people's livings.
Like, well, you mentioned that, and that was very good mentioned about, yeah, obviously, cryptocurrency and everything. He's very, you know, he's an economist. Economists, you know what they are, that they actually are the ones who actually structure how financing works and all that kind of stuff.
No, I did not know what that
was. An economist is, you know, we have economists who run the Fed, they call it, you know, the Fed is the reserve, how they set interest rates and stuff like that to set bonds and stuff. I can get into all that, but we're talking about the Kardashians, we're talking about Taylor Swift. We're talking about Rihanna. I had no idea. And who was your other girl? Adele, you said?
Adele.
Now, obviously, any other big female,
Beyonce.
Since we're female.
Beyonce. All the single ladies.
All the single ladies. No?
All the single ladies.
I mean, what?
$540 million.
Beyonce is worth $540
million.
Yeah. And
I mean,
how
Jay-Z's
much is
a billionaire.
Jay-Z, her husband.
He's a billionaire.
So together, they got about probably the most powerful
together,
couple.
They run the Illuminati. That's what the internet says.
I'll have to ask my friend about that. But he, I'll tell you.
Oh,
what.
Shit. Jay-Z's net worth?
What?
Taylor Swift, who?
Who? How much is Jay-Z worth?
$2.5
billion? Jay-Z?
$1 billion, dude.
And his wife's worth what? $540
million?
So $3 billion between them? Not too good. Now, you talk about a power couple.
He is the wealthiest musical artist in the world.
Wow. You know, it's amazing to
me. And that's because of his record label.
I agree. And we just got to mention this because we're going to end here in a bit. What really blows me away,
2.5?
You know, we're talking about crazy money. Obviously, we just like to live. We like to try to get the RV gassed up and go. You talk about that kind of money, and then you talk about Elon Musk worth $240
And you know what's crazy?
Billion. Did you just hear what I said?
Yeah.
$240 billion, meaning he could, I mean, if he wants, he could, like, look and who,
you know,
who?
What's crazy about all that too is, like, people will be like, oh, Jay-Z's got 2.5 billion, like, why, when do you just stop? Well, they have all that money is because they don't have to.
No, once you get to certain levels, money keeps making money.
That's
obviously
what I'm saying,
you know,
is
you,
like,
couldn't spend,
they're just
they
going out in their day
it.
Just trying to be busy. And that
whatever
happening
they touch becomes gold.
Is just They're just, yeah.
Listen, when you're Elon hanging Musk, around you think with Elon Musk, Musk
could go into solitary confinement for 2 days? Do you think that man could sit in a chair for 2 days?
Nick, first of all, super dead. Like you just said, though, Nick, what happens is when you're at that level, they hang around with the same people, and before you know it, they buy mega things and parks and this, and before you know it. And we also know the richest person in the world is not Elon Musk. It's Mickey Mouse. He's got the most power of anybody in the world. We know Mick.
He's struggling, though, right now,
in South Park.
Mickey's struggling.
He's at Valhalla right now.
He's slumbering, yes.
He's slumbering in Valhalla.
He is slumbering.
We're joking, of course, because we're South Park fans, and we got to love that.
He is slumbering.
But I will say...
But that company's hurting right now.
We should talk about, one day, we should talk about just the money aspect of things. It doesn't drive me as much as it... Listen, I have to make money. I struggle sometimes, and I stress out, and people do. But I still love what I do. And I think that means more, because I wouldn't... You know, you often think, what do you do if you get so much money? What do you do? I don't know. I don't know if I could ever just sit still, number one.
That's what I'm saying. You just now go out and just do things you like.
Yeah, but things even that, these guys you like business. You like to help people.
Getting to.
You like to, you know, you take Elon Musk,
that's what
Bill
I was
going to
say. Exactly.
You take these people. Warren Buffett is 90 years old, and the guy's worth $100 billion. And why? I mean, he still goes to McDonald's and buys a senior coffee and an egg McMuffin every
I don't
morning.
Believe that.
Oh, that you,
I know,
I'll
I know, I know, but
Google
I don't believe. I still don't
Google
believe it.
I do.
That's what I'm saying.
You think
I just don't
buy
the
McDonald's when they say, "Why don't you make one in my office?" You know,
yeah, I just don't believe that.
But you know, I just look at all that, Nick, and I just, it boggles my
mind. You know
mind
what I want to get to?
When
the point
you get
in my
to
life,
Elon Musk stuff and stuff.
The but, point in my life. This is one of my goals, and I want to surpass it. I want to get to the point where it costs me less money to eat out and to get Uber Eats than it does to waste my time grocery shopping, bringing the groceries in, putting them away, figuring out what I want to eat, cooking
well,
it.
Well, when you have that,
cleaning
you have
dishes,
somebody who does that.
Cleaning
you have
dishes.
A cook. You have somebody.
No, that's a whole nother level.
You know, yeah.
No. That's a whole nother level.
I want to get
that's
to
that's after the Uber Eats.
You know what I always used to say, Nick, because I was a millionaire.
Do you understand
at one time.
What I was saying?
100%. Okay. I was a millionaire at one time. And like, lived the great life. I had a limousine with a driver. And
but
I had,
you
I
don't
had
count.
Well, why? Because it was illegal? Still
yeah,
money.
There's just dice. But it wasn't like...
No, I ended up doing businesses to, you know, from nightclubs to vending machine companies to limousine.
And it was just all laundering. Larry?
Yeah, it was.
Like,
but
these aren't legit
what I was
businesses.
Getting at, Nick, I
these
had
are
enough
like
money that I enjoyed
strong-armed fucking businesses, dude. There's a big difference.
Come on, Nick. I'm trying to be normal.
There's a big
but
difference.
But you know what's funny, Nick? I always would say, I want to get to the point where you have what I call fuck you money. Now, I know you got to
I was
a
saying
that,
this is this is a goal of mine.
Got
it's
it.
Not where
you
I
know what
stop
F you money
life.
Is to me? Enough money that you can't spend it.
Yeah.
You know, meaning, listen, $1 million
you
want to
talk about
spend,
another?
$2 million,
Drake.
$3 million. Who?
Drake. Drake is very wealthy.
Yeah, but we're not getting into the guys today. I didn't want to get into the guys with Elon Musk and P. Diddy. We went from Beyonce because of her husband. With that said, Nick, anything else? I just wanted to give you guys a really good take on our view of the female
and if you
artists.
Like this... We really have these conversations.
We do, everybody.
Like off camera.
We have them. We watch videos on them. We,
like, he was trying to study up on this, and I was like, let's just do it.
But I did want to give that's information good. That's real about Kim Kardashian and the Kardashians, and also Taylor Swift, because I watched Taylor Swift the last few weeks in these boxes and following her boy. And I'm really am happy for her, because this is a self-made, this girl didn't come from money, this girl worked hard for it. Her father, though, mind you, was a, he was in the banking, or some other
Drake
business.
Drake is not a billionaire, guys.
Who?
He's not a billionaire.
Drake is not?
No.
What about Dr. Dre? Just so I know before we go off there.
So you can sleep well?
Yeah, so I can sleep well. But anyway, people, before we go, Nick, what is he?
$777 million. So at one point he was a billionaire.
Yeah. And what is Drake?
200.
200 million?
270.
Not too shabby.
No.
I mean, listen, that's fuck you money.
You got a private
I think
jet.
About 30 million is fuck you money in my mind.
Oh, you got a number on it?
Yeah, I do. Okay, actually, okay. 30 million is my fuck you money. Now, I'll be dead before I get it, but it's at least the goal. You know, that's how I look
yeah.
at it. Anyway, everybody, thanks for watching. I hope you like what we talk about. Please chime in.
Follow
give us
the
your
new
thoughts.
TikTok.
Follow us on TikTok. My new TikTok is Larry Lawton Official. I had some trouble on TikTok. Let's leave that alone. I got kind of shadow banned, if you want to call it that. Larry Lawton Official. Please check it out. That's on TikTok. All of our other platforms, it's usually at The Real Larry Lawton or Real Larry Lawton on Instagram and all the other platforms. Check them out in the links below on all of our content. Have a great day. Please think positive. We wanted to make this a show, a fun show. Hopefully you learned a little bit about Taylor Swift and the Kardashians, and maybe you didn't want to know, but you do know now. So go look up, what's her name, Kylie?
Sorry about that outro, guys.
Kylie? I didn't hear any of that. Can't hear. What's the name? What's her name? The Jenner that I love, I think is beautiful.
Oh, Kendall.
No, it's not Kendall.
It is Kendall. No. You want to put money on it? Don't look at it. You want to bet money? Let's bet money Kendall. Right now. Let's bet $100. $100 right now.
Why
is the bet.
Why you got to do that to me?
$100 right now.
I don't, stop scrolling. I don't gamble.
$100.
I don't.
My bookie.
Gamble.
We'll put it on my bookie.
I don't gamble.
You
I'm
do.
Not a gambler.
Yeah, my bookie. We'll put it on right now.
Oh, you want to go to mybookie.ag and put it on?
Yeah, I use the promo code Lawton, and now I get $150 since I just bet $100. So you're screwed, dude. Pay up.
I just want to see that girl's picture again.
Look up Kendall Jenner. Her name's Kendall, dude.
It's Kendall. Okay. Kendall Jenner, the model. If you have not seen a picture of her, I have to put this. Please put this picture up online.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Do that. On the YouTube channel, The Real Deal with Larry Lawton.
You got a little crush.
Yeah, I do. I got a little bit of a crush. Anyway, everybody, I can't hear, so I don't know when things are going. But are we on?
We're leaving. Bye, guys. See ya.
Take care.
See ya.
It's definitely something you should hear.
And I'll see you next time.
This is The Real Deal with Larry Lawton.